And so today, as you look into yourself and you say to yourself, how am I viewing myself without the fine clothes? Am I seeing a nice person? Or am I seeing this person that seems to be very ugly? All you young folk, move up a little closer. Thank you. Let them come to the front. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Because young people have the worst time. And so, how am I viewing myself? Am I angry because I can't get these last 10 pounds off? Because I'm not recognizing that I got 30 off? I'm not talking about me, I'm just saying in general now. And I'm so busy hollering about 10, and I can't see that God blessed me to get 30. What am I going to do? How am I viewing myself? How am I viewing the ministry that God gave me? Am I not seeing that God is really teaching me some things, or I'm still hung up on the fact that I ain't got nobody to preach to? What is going on in our mind? As young people, am I treating my parents right? My grandparents right? Am I doing what I need to do in school? Why am I not doing it? Why can't I put on brakes in time? Why is it that I allow everybody to lead me instead of me being the leader for the right reasons? When I know I can. And then guess what? Why am I still using the same excuse? Because I don't have. When I can get the brain to teach myself that I can have.
Go, Kelly, she ain't got no braces.
So how do I view myself after my braces are taken off, when I thought the braces made me ugly? When I was beautiful before the braces even came on my teeth? I know how to make your eyes well up. Lord, I thank you today that whatever the enemy is trying to show me myself that's so dark and ugly, I curse that thought. And I send it back to the pits of hell in my relationships, within my coming together of myself, children, anything around me. I curse it at its root. I hit the reset button because, God, I need to be set back up again from the original place that you made me, a person of power, praise, and worship. And then God refreshed my page because there's some things that I was missing, but now that you're bringing them to the front, I thank you that I'm able to see them and I won't let them hold me hostage again. I know I've been walking like this a long time, so it's not as easy to get loose from it as it was to get into it. But I tell you one thing, God, I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep pressing. And because of this, I'm blessed. And those that are around me shall be blessed. Because I bring a blessing with me when I bring myself. As I give of myself, as I give of my finances, I thank you that I'm about to walk into a place called surplus and having more than enough. And everything that's not like you, I take the authority. We take the authority. And we cast it off ourselves. Now we're free. And we'll walk this freedom. And we'll experience great liberty. And we won't let nothing tie us down again. And if something should come, place the right people around me. Give me the right person to call that will not allow me to stay bound, but they'll continue to keep me free. For he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may go back to your seat. I don't know about you, I find that to be a very powerful situation. Now, by the time